Welcome to Look Behind the Look, the celebrated podcast that explores your favorite looks in film, television, and fashion history. Through conversations with the fashion world's elite and award-winning hair, makeup, and costume designers on sets around the world, you will see and hear exciting tales from behind the scenes, career origin stories, and tons of advice and tips. I'm your host, Tiffany Bartok. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Look Behind the Look. This week's episode, we're jumping out of movies for a second and going to TV. We're talking about The Swans. Technically, it's called Feud, Capote versus The Swans, but you and I know we all call it whatever. We call it, are you watching The Swans? Are you watching Swans? Are you watching Capote? The Swans? You know, whatever you call it, they're gorgeous. They're absolutely stunning. We've been talking about all of their looks for a while and seeing them infiltrate our feed and wash over us every day, these fabulous looks. So today we're talking to Jackie Risotto, who is the makeup department head for this gorgeous work. She's going to tell me all the nitty-gritty of how these looks were achieved. We're going to talk about Naomi Watts' personals work. That's the work of Kira Pachenko. Please go to her IG. I'm going to put it in the show notes to look at those beautiful transformations. Many people did not realize that Naomi Watts was in fact aged in this. So you can see the minutiae that went into that in her Instagram feed. She really breaks it down. And Jackie talks about products that she used. We talk about that third episode, which was my absolute favorite, which was entirely black and white. I hope you learn a little, and I hope you continue to enjoy this series. It's not over yet, so continue watching, and we'll see you next time.
You're no good, you're no good, baby, you're no good.
We made New York the capital of the world, the center of everything. Sex, money, an endless adventure.
Hello, ladies. Mind if I sit down?
Oh, I wish you could, but we're being joined in just a second.
We see the importance of presentation. Underneath, though, it's an act. Truman.
Tell me everything.
Here's the fact. Even your sister will steal your man. I don't know what matters more to him, the sex or you knowing about it.
Wait, go back. We're talking the governor's wildebeest wife, that fat ankled Harrison.
Yes!
Okay, hi Jackie, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm great, thank you so much for doing this with me today. I'm sure you are very in demand for interviews right now. The show is incredible. And
yeah, it's been awesome.
That's awesome. I just finished the third episode, so I'm caught up, but not ahead of anything. So the third episode.
That's all that's come out, yeah.
Really? Okay. I'm obsessed with the third episode. It was by far my favorite. I thought it was so amazing. And I want to ask you some more about filmmaking stuff about that a little bit
right
later.
Ahead. Yeah, it was really beautiful. I watched it last night also, and I was just blown away by
it. Have you seen them all yet?
No.
Okay. What?
I'm seeing them as they air.
I love that. Oh my goodness. That must be a little bit scary. Is it?
Yeah, I'm very, you know, protective of my work.
Sure.
Want everything to look perfect. I am a perfectionist. So yeah, it's a little nerve-wracking, but so far so good.
Definitely.
Yeah.
What surprised you the most in what you've seen?
Well, you know, I can't really say surprise. It looks so beautiful. Like the hair, makeup, wardrobe, you know, the costume.
Flawless.
Set decorate, like everything, production design, the cinematography. So I can't say I'm surprised per se, because, you know, when we were shooting it, I was like, gosh, this is going to be really incredible.
You just felt it,
but just seeing it all come together, and it actually is just like as beautiful overall as we all like thought it would be, you know?
Right.
So it's right. Really, it all come together on the big screen.
Yeah. Very gratifying, I'm sure, that like, oh, it worked.
It worked out.
It worked, yes. So the first question that I have for you, just so everyone can sort of understand it, is these ladies, you're the makeup department head. And so tell me a little bit about like the staff here we're talking about, because we have a lot of personals, and I wasn't sure when I looked at the credits.
Yeah.
Does each woman have a personal, and how do you work with them? Just
right.
Tell me about all that.
So only Naomi had a personal.
Okay.
Kira Pinko, who's amazing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Amazing job with Naomi. She looks incredible. And then the rest of it, you know, was our department. So
amazing.
It was Mikey, our third, and then we had a fourth some most days, because it was just a huge, huge cast, you know.
Sure.
And then we had our background supervisor and our additionals. It was a big project.
The background, of course, the party.
Yeah.
Oh
yes.
My goodness.
Oh my God. Didn't they look incredible?
I mean,
so happy.
Incredible. I absolutely loved it. I felt like that should have been the first episode, but I mean, everything I just loved it so much. And I loved, you knew that that would be black and white because you were replicating.
We did know that it was going to be shot in black and white. Yeah.
Did that provide any challenges for you or anything that you did different?
It's interesting because I had done Maestro before this job.
You did? I just talked to Kazoo last week.
Yeah. I saw.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I mean, he's incredible, isn't he? Yeah.
Yeah.
So part of that was in black and white. So
right.
Our makeup designer, Sean Gregg, had us do a ton of tests with, you know, lipsticks and eyes and all sorts of things before we shot Maestro. So I had those tips and tricks in the back of my head when going into that episode.
Nice.
I definitely took that into consideration in terms of like what shades we should use and like shapes for the eyes and, you know, just different kinds of contouring instead of blush and things like that. So it's
right,
it's a little, but I love a challenge, so I was up for it.
What are the shades of lipstick that you use that like really broadcast red? I mean, I can tell just even though it's black and white that it's supposed to be red, right? So
yeah.
What's the trick for that?
We used a lot of the Pat McGrath. I love Elson, which is like a signature.
I love Elson.
It's sold out.
I mean, it's like the teeth whitener, everything.
I know. But, you know, you'd be surprised. You really have to play around because there's just certain pigments that the camera catches or the light or something like that. You don't want to do anything too dark because then it's going to read more black, which could be a beautiful color in person, you know,
sure.
But in the black and white. You're just gonna, it's either gonna go too black, or if it's something too light, it's just gonna go close to, you know, like the skin tone. So it's fun to kind of play around with. We would put lipstick on and take pictures, turn it into black and white, see how it read, like that kind of thing. So
amazing. Did you feel like you had sufficient time to test everything, or was it a little bit nerve-wracking or rushed, or was it comfortable?
No, I think I definitely had enough time. You know, life throws you curveballs, as does film and television production. And that goes with every job, but I've been doing this a while. So, you know, I was like hitting them out of the park and
yes,
but yeah, there's always going to be curveballs, but I felt like, you know, I prioritized what I needed to prioritize in terms of our shoot schedule, just so we never were kind of just like, didn't know what to do. So
now
a lot of
each character is so different. What are some key elements to each character that you like? Calista had to have this, or, you know, I love,
yeah.
Calista's my favorite look. I just like, I die
I
when I
she's
die.
So,
oh my
she's,
God. Why hasn't she ever been Audrey Hepburn? Has she been? And I don't know, or.
I don't know. She's like, just got such a cool look to her, and she's just as cool in person. I mean, they all are, all the women are just amazing. And it was so much fun. And like, surrounded by greatness. But, you know, we did a lot of research. I did a lot of research on each character, on each person. It's so weird to call them a character because they are
sure.
characters, but they're also based on real women,
right.
real life. So I did a ton of research on each individual, you know, so like Slim Keith, for example, you know, usually had more of a lip and like a lighter eye. CZ Guest kind of did more of like a corally type, you know, pink.
I noticed
and
that.
And then,
really
yeah.
different colors. Yeah. For her
yeah.
specifically.
Totally. And then like for Kira with Naomi, Babe Paley always had, you know, heavier eyes, heavier lashes, more eyeliner. And then, yeah, for Lee, who is Calista, you know, we definitely played up the eyes more and did more, you know, natural, subtle lips. So we kind of tried to marry the two, right? The actor, like their look in real life, what works for them. And also, you know, who this woman was, what she wore, right, what she liked, what worked for her, and then find that like middle ground.
Right, right. There was something different about Calista's shape, face shape too, I feel like, but maybe that's just because I haven't seen her for a while or something.
That's,
but it's
great contrast. I mean, when's the last time she, you know?
Yeah. What a comeback.
Was it Ally McBeal? I feel like it was. I'm not sure.
Maybe think she did so. I really do.
But it was, she's just, they're all awesome. So,
yes.
Yeah.
Now let's tell me a little bit about Molly Ringwald's character, because I'm not familiar with who she's playing. And so, I wasn't sure, like, this is the quirky, I feel like I'm like, oh no, I'm Molly Ringwald. I'm that swan.
So she's playing Joanne Carson.
Right. Okay.
The Wives of Johnny Carson.
Okay. I was like, wait a minute. Why do I not know Johnny Carson's wife? Okay.
Yeah. So, well, I think there were a few, but one of them. So she's kind of this more free spirit, LA kind of like cooler vibe, like not cooler, you know, just a different,
just like more laid back.
Yeah, more laid back versus these, you know, more New York kind of vibe.
Right.
Yeah. So that was fun to play with too, because then we could mess around with her makeup a little bit more. We gave her like more, you know, like earth tones and stuff. Yeah, it was cool. It was fun to like experiment with each character and like give them each their own look.
Yeah. And was that Phyllis Diller at Thanksgiving that we were looking at? Okay, good. Okay.
Yeah.
I was like, that cannot be anybody else but Phyllis Diller. Wow.
There's so many like cool little, you know, like nods to different, like last night in the black and white episode, there was like a Candace Bergen character.
Okay.
Subtle, like Truman goes, okay, sorry, bye Candy. You know, there's just like these things for people to kind of like pick up along the way.
Little Easter eggs.
I don't remember.
No worries.
There's so much going on in my brain. I'm at capacity.
I'm sure. Because when did this wrap for you?
We wrapped March of 2023.
Okay. So this has been a year. And then how many projects have you been on since?
You know, not too many because of
the strike, of course.
Yeah. I did a movie right after Feud wrapped, and we wrapped that movie in May. And then I'm prepping now. I'm on a job now with Michelle Williams that we will start filming March 1st.
Oh, amazing. Oh, that's soon. Oh my gosh. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me in the middle of all this craziness.
It's been a wild ride these last couple of weeks, but I'm so grateful.
I'm sure. Everybody's just dying over all this stuff. What are some of the products that you just can't live without on this set that you couldn't live without?
You know, the moment I got this job, I was thinking, that's where my mind, I'm like, what am I going to do here? And I gravitated, of course, towards Pat McGrath because her line is just so perfect for what we needed, you know, between the shadows, the liners, the lipsticks, just the colors, the pigmentations were really going to read so nice on camera. Mm-hmm, but that's like really, you know, where I gravitated towards. But you know, we like to mix things up, and like certain things, you know, work, and some things, you know, we'll try different brands like Dior and, you know, Chantecaille, and so we pull from all different sorts of companies and brands.
Nice. Whatever's the best from each thing. Does the trick. Mm-hmm. What about let's talk about Tom's transformation, Tom Hollander. Not Holland.
Tom Hollander.
That's some of the funniest stuff online, is the mix-up of the two. I love
he's
those memes.
So funny. I texted him when I saw that Seth Meyers interview. And I was like, you are just hilarious. Like, I can't even. Okay. So yes, Tom, he was a lot of fun. He was a lot of fun as a human, and he was a lot of fun to do makeup on, to create this character. was just, you know, it was really important that we got it right in terms of hair and makeup. And me and Sean Flanagan, you know, the hair department head, we worked, you know, very closely together with Tom to make sure that we just were on the same page. And, you know, within a few days, we were like in such a rhythm. It just happened super fast and naturally, thank goodness, because, you know, it was a big job.
Oh my God. I mean, if it's wrong, it's over, like from the first scene, you know? Yeah. So the pressure must have been insane. And then I was thinking about you last night because I watched the second one last night and I think he's dumping alcohol down the toilet. And I'm like, why are they shooting him from this angle? This poor team must have been like, oh my, because you have to think of every angle is convincing. So like, you guys did an amazing job.
Thank you.
What are some of the key elements that you had to keep in mind? The jowls or what were?
So, yes. So, you know, Tom did put on weight for the role.
Okay. That helped probably.
It did help. But you know, when we shot stuff in the 50s and 60s, we didn't want him because that was before Truman kind of started his spiral, if you want to call it. Mm-hmm. So we would actually, you know, I would take lifts and tighten so that it was, you know, it's subtle, but it works. And it kind of just helped with, you know, his character development throughout the season and throughout the decade. Yes. And I would, you know, tighten up under his eyes because we didn't want him to look, you know, like he was having any bags or anything. So there were like, since we didn't use prosthetics, I just kind of really leaned into a lot of different like tips and tricks that ended up working out really nicely.
I'm surprised that there's no prosthetics. That's so amazing. Wow.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Wow. That's so cool.
No prosthetics.
And I love how the women are, I can tell how old they are really. I mean, except for Demi Moore. That's a mystery. Like what is going on there? She is 35.
I don't like you look better than me.
I can't. You're going to be a baby in 10 years. But I love that the faces are so natural and just completely believable, and they're just, it's perfect. It's so refreshing to see that for sure.
And I think that was really important, you know, to Ryan and everybody involved. Yeah. Project, like we wanted to just like show these women how they are, who they, you know what I mean, and they're all so bloody talented and beautiful, and it like made our job easy, you know.
Sure Yeah. And I'm sure so collaborative.
It was so collaborative. Yeah,
tell me about the Jessica Lange of it all. I mean, did she come for how many days did she shoot?
You know, I think maybe 5 in total.
Oh, okay. So we'll get a lot more of her then, I'm sure. Okay.
Yeah, maybe it was probably around then. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. But I mean, her scenes, whoa.
Yeah. Yeah. And this creation of her character must have been, I mean, it must have been just a work of art. Like, how did you even manufacture was there any reference to his mother?
We got like two very small black and white
from
when, you know, she, there wasn't too much.
Sure.
Reference.
But it's so believable that she looked exactly like that, you know?
Yeah. And a lot of that was, you know, Jessica's, you know, as well being collaborative and how she wanted the, you know, the hair and the makeup and everything. I mean, she's just incredible. Like, I got chills, like, just even in her seat. Like, she's just amazing. Everybody, I have to be honest with you, every single person that came into our trailer was so invested in this. So, like, I knew me and my team were, you know what I mean?
Of course.
Like, we were totally, like, this is, like, a dream come true. And then every actor that came in was so invested, so involved, and it was just so collaborative overall. And it just, I think that that's also what you're seeing on screen is everybody's like, you know, dedication to this project and just wanting to make it like as amazing as it could be. And I think that really shows.
So committed. Amazing. So, yeah. I'm curious filmmaking wise about like, Can you tell me, because he's one of my favorite directors, how Gus works with Gus Van Sant works with Ryan Murphy? Was Ryan Murphy on set? Is this, how involved is Ryan? What's the dynamic there?
Yeah, you know, I can't really speak too much to their dynamic because I was so much in like my own world, like running around in every which way. Gus is amazing. Obviously, Ryan is amazing as well. Clearly, they work very well together. Yeah. And yeah, Ryan was like, I mean, he is super involved. I think he is. Yeah. You know, he's just so passionate and he knows what he wants. And he knows, you know, like just the collaboration between them as well, like to trust Gus with this, or, you know, Jason, our DP, with like everybody just is trusting and talented. And I had never worked on a Ryan job before. And it was really amazing. Like the meetings we have, he was so elaborate in what he envisioned. And that was like really cool to see. And you're just kind of sitting there like, wow, like it gets you inspired. Like everybody so involved, it just kept the inspiration going. And I'm talking about from prep till like wrap, you know, not once did anybody lose their inspiration. And I think that is a lot to say for like the people at the top, you know?
Right. Yes. Because usually it's just like, direct, like you do this, do that, this is mine, but it's sort of like passing on the vision so that you can all celebrate it.
Our producers, everyone was so lovely. It was such a great environment, and it's almost like, you know, it's being almost a year out from it now, I miss it. Like you forget like what you felt like in those moments, you know. But yeah, everyone was amazing.
So when you are locking a look, do you present it in a meeting? Do you present it in pictures? How do you sign off on a look? How does one get a look signed off on?
Right. Camera tests, really, you know, I would say that those were super important on this. And I will also say that it was really cool that they really trusted us. Mm. If anybody had notes, we got them and we changed things, but that I can't specifically remember a time. But you know, that varies job by job. Some, you know, people are more involved, but we really got a lot of creative freedom, and we worked with our actors to make sure that they were happy and that they were getting what they wanted. And it was just really, it was cool. Yeah.
Now you said this is the first time you worked on a Ryan Murphy production. So what was the path that led you to this job?
So a producer I had worked with in the past, Kit Myers, who I love and adore, I had worked with him on Fosse Verdon.
Oh!
So when this came up, my name somehow got thrown into the mix, and I was available, thank God. And yeah, I interviewed and the rest is history.
But now, Fosse Verdon, that's Ryan, yeah?
No, it wasn't actually.
Oh my gosh. I did not even know that. I didn't put that together, I guess. That was a while ago. So I'm going to give myself permission.
Yes. For a second, I was like, wait, was he involved in that?
Wait a minute. Who am I? What's my name?
Yeah.
I love Fosse Verdon. I just thought that was impeccable. Amazing work.
Yes. Thank you. I know. I still get like, I can't believe I did that.
Yeah, you did. You did.
It was an amazing
one. And then I wanted to ask you about, again, about episode 3. What was it like on set, the show within the show? How did that work? Was everybody just on set at all times and it was crazy? Yeah.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
But it was a great kind of crazy because everyone will use, I thrive in kind of like chaotic. But it was crazy. I mean, we had hundreds of background actors. You know, I had, I think, 30 makeup artists just, you know, in background alone. And I have to say, I am so impressed and thankful. Like, we had the best like artists in like our business, like on that job. And for those scenes. And I'm just so grateful. They all came with their A game. I mean, I'm getting chills thinking about it because they were all so lovely. It just was so amazing to see so many artists like so passionate and like just like excited to, you know, do these looks.
Yeah.
So yeah. But yeah, it was chaos.
Well, that's a tribute to you too. They want to do, I mean, you say that they want to do a good job for Ryan and Gus, but they want to do a good job for you too. So you sound like a very amazing, positive leader, which is very kind of rare. People are usually just tired.
You know, I'm nothing without my team, you know? I mean, I guess I could be something, but, but I just had the best, I had the best team, you know, my, all the girls in the trailer and then my background supervisors and the additionals, like everyone just really came together and I'm just so grateful.
Oh, amazing. Amazing. Well, Jackie, thank you so much for talking to me about all of this stuff. Do you have another, do you have another story? I love to hear, I always ask this, but was there a day that like tried to kill you? Like, was
there a day? Every day. By the end of the job, I was so tired that I was like taking Ubers. Like I live in Westchester. So I was like taking Ubers to and from work because.
Oh my God. Yes. Where did it shoot?
Well, you know, it was cool. I have to say our locations were incredible. We were out on Long Island a lot. We were, you know, I think we were a lot on Long Island. The city, we were in Westchester a few times.
Oh, nice. But, okay. So that's a good Uber time.
Yeah, that was convenient. But yeah, the locations were incredible. You'll see, you know, throughout, I keep pointing to my TV. You can't see them.
Yeah. That, I keep doing that too. It's over there.
But you'll see like the rest of the season, just the locations are incredible. I mean, totally gorgeous. But yeah, every day was something different, you know?
Yeah.
I would say the days that we had all the women, like those Lacote Basque days.
Yeah.
I mean, wow. You just kind of stand around and you're like, I can't believe I'm surrounded by all of these amazing people right now. And Gus is over there. And that, it's just, there was like everybody, you know, it was like, you had like a pinch me moment.
Of course. Of course. Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah. It was really, really cool.
Aw. Well, thank you so much for talking to me, Jackie. And I know how busy you are. I will talk to you on the next one because I know you're probably working on something amazing right now. Well, you're prepping. So
yeah, we are. And if you can see my little Lulu girl right in the back.
Hi, Lulu. Oh my gosh. Lulu, I see you cock your head. Hi. Okay. You know we're talking about you.
At least she settled at the end.
Yes. I love it.
But yes, definitely looking forward to chatting with you again in the future.
Sounds good. And we'll continue watching the Swans. Truman Thank Capote. You. Feud Truman Capote versus the Swans. It's a mouthful.
I know. So good though.
All right. Bye for now.
Take care. Bye.
Look Behind the Look is a Vinyl Foot production written by me, your host, Tiffany Bartok. Produced by Jace Bartok, edited by Nicole Tucker. If you're interested in learning more, find our video version on the YouTube channel, Look Behind the Look Podcast. There you can see rare photos and clips from our guests. And please follow us on Twitter at LookBehindPod and Instagram at LookBehindTheLook. If you like the show, please rate, review, and subscribe. And tell your friends and spread the word. You can subscribe to us on iTunes or any podcatcher of your choice. Thanks for listening to Look Behind the Look.